This tape recorder is now on, so no cussing.
Oh, gee, I was just going to.
We are officially calling it to order, and we have everyone here. And just for the benefit of latecomers, we're going to get started because our food's not here anyway. And so when our food does come, we'll just try to, you know, take a little brief break and then resume as a working lunch. And I've got a few extra copies of, of score sheets and interview questions for reference by anybody who wants to. And, you know, some of the questions that the committee members came up with today were about our timeline and do we have to wrap it now or do we have a little bit of time? And I think, you know, we'll get as far as we can, I think. And so what we should just do is put an ending timeline on the deliberations that people can live with for today, and we'll adjourn the meeting at that certain time, and then if we need to, come back together. So does that work for people?
Yeah.
And what time should that be in terms of after 1 o'clock?
Well, I think we should decide if we're going to try to get the whole thing done now, which seems impossible. But
I
think just to do a time frame, thinking that we were just going to get started because there's just so much information to process, really.
Okay.
I'm hoping for around 4 because that's what time my restaurant opens.
9:04.
4.
2. 2 to 4. I was hoping 2.
That's why I'm that's why I'm opening it up.
2 p.m. not 2 hours. Right.
That's why I'm opening it up, because we want to have everybody be able to participate to the greatest degree possible. And, you know, now at this point, we've had A, B, C, D, E for a while, and this is our best opportunity to discuss using each other as, really literally discussion. And so we'll just do the best that we can with that in mind. And thinking about, we have A, B, C, D, E, we have a certain amount of money, and we're hoping that the city will be able to take a look at our results in the early March, the first city meeting of March. So would anybody like to suggest a way of proceeding A, B, C, D, E, or taking them as a group and comparing them with each other, the score sheets, and how far we are on those. What I've done is kind of held back on my overall points, which was the last 25 points, because I did want to deliberate before I kind of like set down my opinion in, you know, in stone, so to speak, and we can change our points because that's what deliberating is for. So I'm just kind of, you know, offering ideas. We could have some discussion and then kind of get into our scoring sheets and then share the scoring sheets and why we did that. And that would be one way of going.
Did you establish a time yet?
No, but
last I heard was 4.
Someone who said 2 o'clock and someone said by 4 o'clock. So I think we're in that range now.
I think 2 might be a little tight.
Yeah.
3 might be.
How about 3 for a compromise?
Yeah.
Well, I can figure out a certain amount of time for each one. There's 5 of them, and you give them each a half an hour.
So what if we go by biggest dollar amount to smallest dollar amount?
Yes.
Or why don't we have a general discussion and see how things are flowing with a general discussion before we get down to individual?
There are a number of angles. I mean, one of them is you start with the money. You know, and another one is that you start with the largest to smallest. And I'm not married to anything. I mean, I'm just really open to what makes the most sense as that the group can tie into each other and that we make use of our point system in the way that it was intended.
Right. Well, we have the point system to, I guess, you know, give an evaluation for each project, but then we have the dollar amount that needs to be distribute amongst the, you know, the $1 million to yeah. the five groups. So yeah. somehow, yeah. you know, maybe some will get full or partial or uh-huh. whatever. Uh-huh. So there's that whole money amount is separate from just evaluating yeah. the merits.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with a 3 o'clock goal, could we realistically take... it would have to be, wouldn't it have to be less than 30 for each?
Then? Right, 20 minutes.
20 minutes for each, but does that allow us time at the end to kind of do a ranking? Does that allow for that?
Well, probably not, so you
probably
go 15
not.
Minutes.
If we went 15 minutes each, and that's 1 hour and 25 minutes just on picking apart these five, and then taking the rest of the time to talk about, take a quick break, and then the rest of the time to talk about our ranking. The only way of avoiding that 15 minutes each, if there is a unanimous feeling to throw out one or more of them and not consider them. See, they're all eligible.
We'll deal with that when we hit it, I guess. We'll
okay,
once
so,
we talk about it, we'll...
Oh, okay, okay. So I'm hearing that maybe we're reaching a consensus for the 15 minutes each, followed by discussion of our ranking.
Although Margaret thought the idea of a general discussion, right?
You might... I think a few minutes just being general
yeah.
might be useful in the
yeah,
beginning, because
so.
We might find that there's a consensus, at least broadly, regarding...
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
General discussion
yeah, like
for
yeah.
5 to 10, or what were you thinking?
Well, and is there any validity, or would it help at all for us individually to rank them all on what
do you
think?
I kind of think there could be validity, because okay, when we okay. have five of these filled out, which mine, I say right now, are not completely filled out yet,
mm-hmm.
but when we do each have five, we will have... a 1 through 5 order that are the top higher point getters. And I think that would be our last 20 minutes, 30 minutes would be that, if that works. Because I kind of like to have time to, you know, we're not right now individually thinking on things, and I want to take a break and maybe do a little bit more of that. So, why don't we just get our food and be thinking about a short general topic. And really, if we feel all of five deserve a full 15 minute, we will do that. And hopefully wrap up very close to 3 o'clock.
Napkins? Napkins are here. Anybody wants more?
And there are them. Oh, they're on the table.
Okay. There, you want to have a salad?
And I guess drinks are
in
the water in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for the sandwiches.
Oh.
It's life-saving, actually.
I know. It wasn't me. I mean, you can't work from 8 o'clock in the morning and from 4 in the afternoon without eating.
You don't want to. It's because it's not good, high productive time.
If you do.
Well, I must say, I kind of enjoyed this morning. I didn't feel like I ever lost my attention on everything. It's pretty exciting. The ideas people have.
I mean, considering there's only 45 minutes per person, we've got a lot covered, but it seemed like we needed more time for some of them.
For each of them? I mean,
no.
Some of them.
Yeah, as far as their
for
presentations,
yeah.
you know, and then getting the questions, we kind of lost a couple of them.
Yeah.
Because I scored all but my last one, so I have...
meaning the aquatic center or the last column?
The aquatic center, I haven't
uh-huh.
scored that.
Uh-huh.
But everyone else I have...
I'm kind of.
I haven't really scored it. I just was mentally going through and comparing what I think you could have done. You have two build from the ground ups, and you have three that are remodels. The remodels are always much easier to do, less
yeah.
money involved,
yeah.
easier to do and justify.
Mm-hmm.
The building from the ground up, you have to have more than build it and they will come. I don't
mm-hmm.
think that that's.
adequate justification, though.
No. I think that, you know, we may need a convention center, but right now it's more concept of existence. Hey, wouldn't it be nice rather than a plan? And you also have the conference center the city used to try built. There is issues. You have the fairground that has issues, and now we're combining them.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to me to support some of the things that are already here already and that are in the community and to improve them. And they have a community wants them. Mm-hmm. They have a track record. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of important to me.
There's sort of a demonstrated need already.
And I think that is a really good example of where those 25 points for overall should be. You know, like in your case, that's where you can really differentiate.
I like when a group looks at, okay, well, we'd like to do this, but we can do this better because of budget and utilizing our existing, and this will help us overall, plus taking in feedback from the customers, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think when we first started just discussing our preparations for the interviews, that we talked about, you know, there was two established, and then the Historical Society was sort of somewhat established, but the other two were conceptual. You know, again, just looking at the Newport Fairgrounds, that they didn't have any, you know, business plan or economic impact or any of the operational issues. And we thought, well, let's wait and see what their interview, you know, gives us, and which I didn't feel like enlightened the situation at all, really. So
very abstract.
So that's, you know, whatever that's worth.
In comparing the two unbuilt ones, I think that it's easy to suggest that the county has tremendous potential in terms of gaining support financially, whereas the athletic center is, it doesn't have a county behind it, having that the bond measure, for example, which would go towards, or could go towards the event center, is a huge firm potentially. So it's unbuilt, but I think that's something that goes in its favor.
Can you imagine it's 20 years ago and this group comes in and says, we want to build this aquarium?
Yeah.
And we've got these plans, and no, we don't have any idea how many people will show up, but we think it'll be a lot of people. It could be. It's kind of interesting.
Well,
think.
A million visitors later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad was actually on that committee.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The steps taken by those that know what they're doing, it'd be nice if the ones that kind of didn't know what they're doing could follow along in gathering actual data as much as they can, and putting together more planning, operations plans. You know, it's hard to look at a plan that doesn't describe how they get their numbers of $2 million a year. It's like, where does this come from and how are you spending it? It's just...
Well, another way to look at it, too, is the three established Newport businesses, the PAC, the Aquarium, and the Historical Society, are just asking for $200 or $250, which they could easily get and have $500,000 left over to split between the other two. Mm-hmm. I mean, to give them the full amount that they asked for, you know, unless there's some quarrel with that. But I don't know, it's just a thought I had. You know, as far as agreeing with Julie, that whole concept of they're already established and doing well and they're already destination places.
And there is always, we have a certain amount of money, but I think it's nice to keep in mind that we don't have to give it all out if there's something that is simply not ready in the readiness column, that we could just not give out
the full amount.
Okay.
We could say
it is an option.
We don't know whether they're going to do it, but there's the idea that they could always do this next year.
Mm-hmm.
And when those projects get ready, they might be better able to give the justification for it, and mm-hmm. then they can get some money.
Invite them to reapply.
If we could say to them, we couldn't approve it because you failed to provide these things, and if you come back next year, then we'd entertain it, and that will mm-hmm. give us the information we need to decide.
Because I know I did specifically ask for the fairgrounds, you know, about more detail on the operational thing, and just got referred to the grant itself, which I didn't think really explained it at all. So I don't know, maybe we at this point could look at maybe that one and see if it even, like that was my feeling in the beginning, did it even cut the mustard as far as getting through the first loop of qualifying for
anything? Well, I think it's good we're going to consider it first because of that.
Yeah, because it is the first one.
And it's got certain vaguenesses. Mm. Boy, that helps.
They knew they weren't really ready. They asked us to hold off delivering any money.
Yes, that's right.
That means we'd have to be strong, right? Because if we don't give it away, that means we're going to have to come back again and go through the process again. So it shows fortitude on our part.
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, using the scorecards when we're making more general brushstrokes on do they even qualify without even putting numbers in it is an issue. I don't know how accountable you are, and you can tell us on our notes, you know, how we come to these decisions about concluding something without maybe having. Or do we have to have the sheet be congruent basically with our overall decision?
Well, what I see happening is that our sheets might go through some evolution in deliberating, and then there will be maybe a compilation of completely overall points. But that still does not require us to give away all the money.
Okay.
So there's a certain amount of ranking and allocating. I mean, there's just, if everybody was really good, even though they all asked for different amounts, you could give $200,000 to each one.
Mm-hmm.
And you could spend $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not that bad of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be only if they were totally equal, kind of all on the same footing, and that's what we don't know is whether people think that, you know, one person thinks they're like this and the other person thinks they're like that. So the sense of the group might be that we end up with some steps.
Well, maybe we could just go through each one and just say, are they in the ballpark or whatever.
And I think I'm done chewing enough to start. I really want to, you know, be a helpful facilitator, so I'm going to set this aside for now.
Well, you should be able to eat.
Well, I did.
Okay.
I did. I really can scarf it down in a hurry when I need to. It does happen.
When you record, I'm too self-conscious about eating chips.
Who has chips?
Chips.
The chips are hidden underneath, right?
Yes. Excuse me, Caroline.
I'm going to. Yes.
Point of housekeeping.
Yes.
Are we required to turn in all of our personal notes, or what's the status on turning notes?
Peggy.
Well, mm-hmm. because they could be requested now.
Public record.
Mm-hmm. And I used a, you know, one pad, which I'll just rip out everything from the same pad, and you know, but if other people could kind of keep track of those notes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh yeah,
I took notes on this paper there.
Yeah.
The other day, they're all over the place. So.
But that's a good reminder to keep track of those things.
And especially too on our note, our member sheets. same thing, we're not supposed to...
Mm-hmm. We're going to put our names on them and everything. And as I just said that, I realized I misplaced... I've misplaced my own manicure sheets. I'm sure I brought them in.
You did that on purpose.
I think I just left them laying around.
Do you want me to go check the other room?
Gosh, I really don't think I did that, though. Bet you anything, I've tacked them onto something.
You're looking for your...
My ranking sheets. Mm. I just saw them.
Check the bottom.
The very bottom. No, here they are. You're right. Annie! You were absolutely right, and I found them. So, 2, 3, 4, 5, and some extras. Okay. Historic Aquarium Aquatic.
Right in that.
There. I have it. I'm sorry. I tried to call you.
They were buried.
Tried to call you. So why don't we go ahead with the first 15-minute?
Were we going to have general comments?
Well, we did that while we ate. Do we need more general?
Martin, did you have other stuff?
Oh, no. As for my first general comments, I got that off my chest.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to say some things, and I've said them.
Okay.
And, you know, if it only takes 10 minutes to go through something because we're all feeling similar, then we only take 10. So it's 20 after, and I'll try to keep track of time. It is 1:20. And so I'll try to let you know when it's 1:30. And you know, I do feel, because they were all eligible and they all filled out, did everything right, that they all deserve, you know, at least the equal treatment of our attention off the bat. But like I say, it might be that we all feel similar. And we started talking about the fair. The fair is looking for, give it its name, the... Lincoln County Fair grant application is looking for $1 million of a total project of $9 million. So they're asking for the full amount, plus they have a 9-to-1 fundraising goal.
So I, in general, yes, ranked them pretty low, that they're not ready. That's my general feeling.
Okay.
That there's a lot for them to think about and do as they prepare.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly... Mm-hmm. Something could really benefit our area, but I sure would like to see the business plan that we asked for, operating plan, feasibility,
right?
These types of things that they just haven't done yet.
And I marked them kind of low on business plan budget also.
And I would also like the configuration of the building to somehow meet a need, to make sure it's complementary, so you're not necessarily the motels and hotels do have some convention space. You want it to be something bigger and different, not just the same
more
thing.
More the same,
thing.
Right.
I'm concerned about the location. That's where the fairground is. But when I go to a convention, I think it's always handy to be able to walk to where I'm going and for the convention, not have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the motels are right there on top of it. So I think there's a lot of issues just to plan out how and why it's going to be used. I'd love the Seafood and Wine Festival to be indoors. I think everybody would. But I don't think we have enough to work with.
And the Seafood and Wine Festival wasn't a for sure commitment, it was just interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they'd be seriously interested if the space could be big enough, but I have to add, there's a question mark in my mind. Fairground has always been there. They are always down in South Beach, so why are they in South Beach and not at the fairground?
Putting up tents in some of the open areas there.
Yeah, instead
okay.
of
okay.
trying to use the exhibit hall. Why couldn't they use the exhibit hall?
Okay.
I mean, I think I don't know what the history is. I don't know why the chamber went out there. I think it might be space and parking and a lot of issues, because it's a nightmare anyway during the Seaford Wine. But, yes, a big space would be nice. Give me some idea of how it's going to work. Give me a business plan. Give me something more than, we want to do this.
Yeah. Well, they pretty much said, because of timing, they didn't have all these things done yet. I think in the future, it is a good, interesting project. The good comments I made on it was I thought it was a good project with good ideas, such as the flexibility and possible outside management, but that they haven't done the feasibility or the market studies yet. So for me, this would be one for reserving, like you said, for later.
One of my points where I did give it low on business plan and budget, but after hearing them go through the budget projections, I feel a little better about their ability to use it, to do it in the future, because like Lon said, they have really identified, voters have to weigh in. But if the voters weighed in and passed the funding, that they would leverage a certain fund that, is debt service, but that, they actually had taken quite a good look at it. But then there's the readiness thing. So.
Well, and like they mentioned, Seaside is a comparable place. I would have liked to see some of those numbers from Seaside.
Okay. Okay.
And I would like to see how the facility here is going to compare to the one in Seaside, because I've been in the one in Seaside. Mm-hmm. And it's got a motel across the street. Mm-hmm. It's got
across every street.
Well, eight or ten blocks sometimes to get to them, and it's not right on the waterfront, but it's still walkable.
It's all walkable.
It's all walkable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's our motels and hotels are not really that close compared. And I like the fact that they have the idea of fundraising. They don't have to go ask for a lot of grants. So they do have the tax base if they get the taxpayer to cooperate. But we're essentially relying on part of the same taxpayers' tax base in our community to help Newport. And I'm not sure we should use our hotel tax just to transfer to them and lock it up for another year, the entire amount, when we could be putting it to use immediately.
Yeah.
There's projects.
I think they have their own room tax.
There is a piece that is for the fair.
Yeah, but it still comes out of the same pocket of tourists. They just have a bigger, wider net. City of Newport is not their whole net.
I just thought I'd point out something in terms of how much they've thought through this thing. I think when Belmont mentioned the Blue Ribbon Committee, and I was on that committee, so
I
know that they talk about it forever, and the appropriateness of the site was a big issue, what would be built, how would be managed, all these things have been talked about for quite a long time, so I just thought I'd mention that it's not something that it's just out of the blue here.
Well,
there's a great deal of preparation that's been done already.
Was your Blue Ribbon Committee satisfied that those questions were answerable?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that helps.
Well, this one part in their opening statement, which I brought up at our questioning part, we can't confidently secure operational funding. We won't proceed with the project. So I didn't have a sense of confidence that they were really totally sure themselves. How can they convince us that they are if they're not themselves? As far as, the operational, the business plan, all the our numbers here. That was my concern, and I didn't get any answer that made me feel any more confident, for sure.
Well, that, to me, I just throw something else in. That, to me, makes them appear to be pragmatic, and I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. They're not just going to keep going forward even without money, or without the potential for money.
And we have to keep in mind that there's a contractual obligation, So we don't have to worry about them getting the money and not completing the project, because completing the project and getting the money are going to be tied in by a contract.
Okay.
All right. So it would be contingent.
It's contingent. Right.
They don't get the money unless they do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But my general feeling
that
is,
it gets pledged.
If I had a choice of giving them money and making contingent, or holding the money back and getting them to get their things in order that we feel aren't adequately addressed, I would prefer the latter, because I'd rather see them get the screws tightened down on their business planning, their operations, their management, their marketing. Yeah. These are all right now thoughts they've thought about, but then we thought about them too. Yeah. To what degree have they actually laid out a plan? And they've got some money, so they could begin to use that to do more of this planning and then come back. So that's my thoughts.
And I kind of lean that way myself, and that's one of the reasons I brought up that we don't have to give away all the money. And by not giving away all the money, we're not giving it to them either.
Right.
It's more like we're allowing things that are less ready to achieve readiness and have and not have the timing of our grant making be a disadvantage to anybody. That's fairness thing. So there is some certain element of that. Was there any other things that people felt were particularly strong or particularly weak?
Well, the fact that they could have a tax base is, in fact, a strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they don't have to raise money. The fact that it still has to be sold to the public, and it's, the Fairgrounds is not without issues, the convention center has not been without issue, that I think they need time to do that selling.
Okay.
Well, maybe we could look at it. I know Julie said reserve for later. That's pretty much my feeling. Maybe we could see a show of hands to see where we're at with that at one point and move from there, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just a question. Well, how do you do that?
How do you... Well,
do
we
you
would
reserve something for later?
I don't think that we could say that if we don't spend the whole million or recommend the whole million, we can't say who will get it in the future.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We would only say we've decided that there are worthy applicants for $750,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's... And as far as proceeding on your point, Annie, I want to... Because this is the first one that we're looking at... I'm kind of thinking, let's go through all five and circle back.
Mm, okay.
And when we circle back, we might be all along thinking we're going to end up giving away the whole amount, or we're going to end up not giving away the whole amount. We might have more of a sense. So let's circle back. Let's go A, B, C, D, E, A. And basically, it's now been 10 minutes, and I'm going to... You know, I know that it might feel rushed, but you know, we're just coming out with our thoughts at this point and seeing if we have any points of consensus. So, if it's okay with the group, you know, we've got some tentative maybe scoring, and we'll take a break and sort of refine that and look at it at the end. And the next one, B, is pack up upgrade. And, you know, we can start with maybe general comments. I'll try to keep it to 10 minutes and look at general comments on pack up. And the notes. There's
well, one thing that
a lot of notes, yes.
Is that they can tout 330 days a year of usage in that. So that...
They're including rehearsals that don't pay any rent.
Oh.
You know, it's not that they get paid each time it's used.
Because I wrote that down as well, used 330 days per year. And then when I averaged out, she said 517,000 people over those 1988 to 2011. That's an average of 22,000 people a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was that in there? I think that was cited in their application.
The 517 guys divided it out.
Now, that would be people visits, not separate people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
People visits.
Now, just talking numbers, there's 131 performances a year they're doing. So that, even though...
That's
that,
more...
That's a...
Get up to
quite
the point.
A real gift to our community, 131 performances. Right. And 25% are tourists, she said, based on their assessments.
Well, I think of all the five presentations that the PAC is probably our most established facility in terms of best economic impact in terms of people using the facility and people enjoying the facility, people coming here specifically as a destination to maybe see a play or see some special music, jazz or whatever, that I think if I were rank ordering them, I would certainly put them number one as far as, that's my own personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
as far as established and really mm-hmm. doing great things for the community. And mm-hmm.
Well, and I like that they've got, they're really committed by, if you look at their total budget, $4.7 million, mm-hmm. and they're only asking us for $250,000. And so they're committed to doing this themselves and with their donors. Mm-hmm. They have a huge donor list. I know they don't have commitments from them already, but they have established relationships.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. one thing you need to consider is that this is a building that's owned by the City of Newport. It's improvements to mm-hmm. our building, which mostly we're not paying for, and if we don't look to support it, what does that say to the donors who they're asking money mm-hmm. from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all. That's always a good point.
Yeah,
the you know, the ratio of, I don't know what if it's a 3.7 or a 4.7 million project. I'm not real clear on that.
Well, they haven't told us what phase two is. I was mm-hmm. wondering what I was back yeah. my why didn't I get a 2-sentence phase two
yeah,
statement?
Darn,
right.
But. To me, even phase one really is two different projects. You don't uh-huh. necessarily have to do it all at once. Uh-huh. If you want to tell me uh-huh. that the electronics and the lighting are 20 years old, out of date, and inadequate, there's a lot of changes that occurred in the last 20 years. That's not a hard sell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To me, the harder sell is expanding and changing the building more dramatically by the new space.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's where they didn't really justify that they would, that how they thought it was going to be used. They may have it, they mm-hmm. want to use it, mm-hmm. but they didn't really justify how they needed it very well or what it was going to be used for.
Yes, I would have okay. liked to have heard groups or things they have turned down because they couldn't do multiple performances at once or it was too small. Mm-hmm. Then on the other mm-hmm. hand, I was pleasantly surprised that they were going to be able to add something, because when I looked at their drawings, I didn't see how that was.
I'm not sure how they're adding parking either.
She said they were.
By eliminating those roof things that are out in the parking lot, those actually take up a lot of room. So they're going to take those out, and that should give them a net increase.
And then when the ladies are going to the symphony in their fancy hats and high heels, they're going to get soaked.
Yes.
Well,
that's just the way it is.
The rain comes in horizontal. Mm-hmm. A roof just from the top
yes.
doesn't do enough. You need
okay.
it, you need
okay.
south, west, and east.
Yeah.
No, north,
yeah.
south, and
you're being
west.
So practical.
You need a tunnel.
You need something else. I mean, I like to be undercover when I'm going in, but in our weather,
yeah.
I think it's very justifiable, and probably, you know, nowadays you've been using the parking lot all these years. There might be some traffic pattern things that are more efficient than the way the stripes are right now, and I could certainly see that could be updated. And the footprint of the building, I think it goes into the parking lot on the Studio Theater side, but I believe it also goes into the ground area on the lobby side, mm-hmm. if I wasn't mistaken. Because I wrote down here, nicer lobby with better restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they might be wanting to expand.
Now, on the demand that we just talked about, the demand for increased space, Jan said that she got, in 1 week, 3 letters, 26 emails, and 4 phone calls for people asking about performances. That, to me, shows a very active interest, and they've just basically not allowed anyone to do simultaneous because there's sound bleed over mm-hmm. with these changes that would allow them actually to do this. So this is a, mm-hmm. yeah. So I think what I heard was we pushed them on it and they came back and they gave us some more information to indicate, yes, actually they would have opportunities to grow.
Those are just inquiries, and they would have right. opportunities to grow, and they could
right.
The second theater was really never intended to be a performance theater.
Right.
And so they could do simultaneous. They could also probably have a little bit of sequencing and setup time and so forth. So if you wouldn't necessarily have to have them totally separate, that the performances are at the same time.
Right. It could be staggered.
It could be staggered because you now just don't have the space you can use. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Plus, with the Silverman, if they can't do two different type of performances in the same day. It takes over 10 hours to move all the lighting stuff. But the new equipment would allow a much more fluid flip of the space.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that's going on with the pack is they're opening their sites to more tourist-type things. The Jazz at Newport, she showed 60% from outside the area, and including international and national. That does more than just bring tourist dollars in. It brands our community as a destination for these kinds of things. The 4th of July, which does not take place at the PAC, brings in about 1,000 people, which include many people from other people outside the region that want to come. So I'd say the PAC and the OCCA's orientation has been to broaden our scope to do more than just meeting community needs, but I think they're trying to bring in more from outside. And so I see this as supporting that. It's not the mm-hmm. only thing, but mm-hmm. I can kind of see the rationale. I see mm-hmm. them walking the talk, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 60% tourist, though, for the jazz event? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably...
It's a small, a single event.
Yeah.
Now, you're one of the venues.
I'm around the corner. I'm a venue in the Jazz Hotel, and I never went above 40% occupancy.
During that weekend?
I don't see a tremendous bump.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
I see a lot of food and beverage, but as far as occupancy,
okay.
It's not
there's two numbers. There's percent, and then there's the magnitude, how many people actually show up. Like seafood and wine brings in 19,000. Jazz at Newport does not bring in that many. I mean, no. It only holds 398, so...
Yeah,
it can only bring in hundreds.
Yeah.
Right.
So you won't see a big bump, probably.
Well, another thing that is good for this facility is that it's used in the evenings. Mm-hmm. It's not really in competition with the museum mm-hmm. or the aquarium. Mm-hmm. It's a night activity. Mm-hmm. If we want to have people saying over in Newport, you want a night activity because they'll probably go to, a lot of them are going to go back up to Lincoln City to go to the casino. You need to have something that it's in competition to stay and keeps them staying here.
Mm-hmm. I heard that loud and clear, too, during the presentation. And I think what they've, and I did work there, I wanted to make a quick comment because I did work there like six, 7 years ago. And, you know, I was a program assistant to Catherine's predecessor. And then I just remember Jan turning people down. I remember her saying, this facility is booked every weekend, almost every weekend year-round. That was during those years. So it's probably a kind of similar now. And she did have to turn down people who wanted it. But she also set aside weekends for things like Lincoln County, Miss Lincoln County mm-hmm. crowning, and things that were very, very community-oriented, so she kind of set those aside as dates. So I think they're doing a bit of a balancing act, mm-hmm. but I did hear loud and clear that they're reaching out for tourism.
Mm-hmm. It would sound that one of the restrictions is not just the lack of two spaces, but that it's a very small space mm-hmm. compared to another venue.
Mm-hmm. You mean the theater?
Yeah, so you only can have 400 people in it. You can't have a 2,000-person festival going through it.
No. It will only accommodate a certain size. What they've done with simultaneous events is started using the lobby as a venue. Mm-hmm. And so if you did take the lobby as a venue into account, I think we might have all had a chamber lunch or two there, mm-hmm. Then you've got three venues that they want to improve all three. And... you know, so that's a part of their picture.
So is our 10 minutes up?
I think our 10 minutes is over. Mm-hmm. So why don't we just wrap that up and go on to C, museum. Museum, the request is for $200,000. The total project is $500,000. Almost a one-to-one match. Mm-hmm. That's the bare bones facts on that thing. And it was the Historical Society that gave us a bunch of vital statistics on visitors.
Or just the Chamber's calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Visitor inquiries to Greater Newport Chamber. And so, high, low, in between. Huh. What do you think?
Well, I rank them up. My first thought was, if they're just more of a historical society, I'm not mm-hmm. interested. But mm-hmm. they're seeing a much bigger vision for this property. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's focusing on fishermen and fishery activity, and not just the catching the fish, but also the science, and all that will fit very well. I think they stand a great opportunity for being a collaborative influence in our community and bringing the Oregon Coast Aquarium, Oregon Sea Grant, OSU, the fishermen themselves, kind of all together. And, you know, even Bud, I talked to Bud Shoemake, you know, they've got a boatyard mm-hmm. at Toledo, mm-hmm. and they could have a story being told on boat construction. And
boat building is kind of a highly visual.
So it seems to me, and then the possibility of weddings and other things like that shows that it could mm-hmm. be quite a hub for if it's done right.
Yeah. And actually, I think it's one of the few places in town that really does have some history in terms of the Bailey House and architecture, and in terms of everything else being so new and gentrified around Newport, that we do have, you know, they're trying to make it a destination, which it's not right now, but the building's beautiful, has a beautiful view of the bay, and you know, I like the
character.
Yeah, character. You know, some history, some real history. Mm-hmm. So I liked it in that regard.
I did too. Yeah. Why don't we go around the room for impressions, Stan?
Impressions of the Maritime Museum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's just so many. I don't know where to start. I guess one of the things that impresses me most is the amount of community support this project has,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. shown by.
Yeah,
money
yeah.
that they've raised, and in their video, the number of people that spoke, and so forth.
These old people prying off drywall.
Yeah.
I mean, these are dedicated volunteers.
I just need to interject a general
yes.
remark, and that's, at this point, I visualize maybe half of the $1 million or $500,000 being retained in this fund for mm-hmm. disbursement at a later time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How did you come up with
That's
that number?
Well, I visualized the ones that I would not fund.
Which are?
I would not fund the Aquatic Center. I would not fund the Fairground Project. I would give reduced funding to the remaining three. And at this point in my mind, and I'm willing to change it, I'm trying to keep my mind very open, but at this point, about $500,000 is what I would appropriate to the other three total.
Okay. That's good to know, too.
I think there's a lot of things that's positive about this project. First of all, they've been working at it a long time, and they have no debt. They have a building that they want to open and expand and use next year, so they're going to be spending the money locally soon. It's going to open next year. It's going to be a draw for tourists that really hasn't been there before, so it's brand new in that respect. It can coordinate and get exhibits from a lot of the entities that are here that maybe don't have the space in their facility to have an exhibition, or normally wouldn't have. For instance, NOAA has their own museum out there, but once they open the doors, it's really not available to the public. It's a closed shop, but they have things they might loan. So in my view, this is something that's worth funding, in part because it's immediate. They're going to be local construction dollars. They're opening up, and that means the tourist flow from them as an additional thing will be starting soon.
Except for Margaret, mm-hmm. we didn't have them define the local construction dollars.
They can still do it in terms of the quality of construction contractors that we have.
Using the inmate work crew and Angel Job Corps now, which I know that's smart and everything for saving money, but that's not feeding local people.
Well,
just saying, for me, they didn't define how they were going to use local construction dollars. That's all I'm saying.
They identified somebody who was their construction engineer.
Mm-hmm. They
said a name. I just don't remember the name.
They have some people.
Fred Shoemake. as a volunteer.
No, no, no. Was it a volunteer?
Yeah, Bud Shoemake was the construction supervisor.
But I think because I think the seismic upgrade, the type of work that they're going to start embarking on, is too sophisticated to use those sources.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is you're probably right. That's true, but that we didn't ask them to define that.
They did not define which contractor they was going to use, etc.
No, they didn't define if they were going to put out local bids or how they were going to do that.
Admittedly, but
and they put that as one of the economic impacts in their thing for getting the project. So we should have probably asked them to define.
Well, it would have been. It probably should have been a question asked. But my thinking is in part knowing the construction industry here. Do we have people who can do the work? Sometimes you have a job like the NOAA job, the in-water work, had to have a very special contractor. That contractor wasn't here. You have to go somewhere else to hire them. You have to have the people capable of doing the job locally.
I have to say I think that that's entirely possible to get the work done here.
Yes. Even the seismic consulting?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not maybe not the consulting, but the work.
But the work.
And they already did that anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through county money, they said.
Okay.
So I'm not concerned about. If they had identified it, but they may have not identified it or bid it too specifically, in part because they don't have the money and the project's not going yet. They haven't bid it out. But it's capable of being done here.
Sure.
That's one of the things that's important.
Let's get yours before the 10 minutes. We've heard a little bit from Julie, and let's be sure and get yours.
Well, the fact that there's no debt is a big positive. They've already made a significant investment. They've got a well-established group of boosters behind them, and it would be great for the Bayfront. I think it would spur development. Well, having something on that end would be good, because it will spur development in that little dead space in between there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Did you have any concerns that, or things where they didn't, you know, meet up on the points?
They really couldn't make the case that it's going to cause an overnight stay.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
That was down on that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you want to add to it, Julie?
Sure. I mean, I think it's a good project. They have done a lot of work. I believe they got their capital by selling the lots next door to them.
Sure.
So that's why
sure.
they were enabled not to have any debt.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good thing for the Bayfront. My concerns would be the parking. I wish I would have went and looked at that behind there. I don't know how that's big enough for 88 spaces, but they're saying it is.
It is.
So is it big? Yeah.
I went and looked at it. I thought it was small.
Okay. Unless they've built since I was there last, which is a while, but I just remember when it used to be Gracie's, that whole back was plenty. It looked really big. But
except for they sold the next to them, so they, this would just be on the other part. I am like Randy. I don't know how it would be overnight stays or bring extra tourism spending. I think it accompanies, you know, what people are going to see when they come here already. You know, they'll have something extra to see.
Yes.
So.
Well, you know, keep going.
But it is good. I put down overall project. Mm-hmm. My good notes were good utilization of existing building. I like how they can partner and cross-sell with other organizations to market. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a really good thing. So.
Yeah. One of the things about they themselves might not be a destination that creates an overnight stay, but if the aquarium can get them to stay there for another couple of hours, and then they go to the museum and they stay at the museum for a few hours, you start building in a more of a need to stay overnight.
Right,
it's accumulative.
Accumulative, yeah.
And also, too, along those same lines, you know, the aquarium said their tour takes about 2 hours, so like you said, when you add all the destinations, like let's go to Newport because you got this, and this, then it would equal maybe an overnight stay, but individually, not maybe, except the Pat, maybe, because they have night venues. But.
There is, it's a very interesting, I wish I'd brought some of the things that I just learned. I went and had a talk with the Visitor and Convention Bureau up in Lincoln City. And there is a ratio for the length of time it takes for you to get to your tourism destination and the number of hours that the activity that you're doing takes. And there's this tipping point where you will, like if Lincoln City had 3 more hours of stuff to do, these people from the valley would be staying overnight. And, you know, and they're really getting tourism into a formula. And I kind of feel that the argument in favor is a cumulative one where they will have, if we can give them 3 more hours of stuff to do that's really fun, and they're actually doing something rather, they're not just walking down the bayfront, which could take any amount of time, that it could result in overnight stays. And I, you know, I did feel very good about that part. The parking issue, I put a star next to it, so apparently that was the biggest question mark that I had that I wasn't sure was answered. But there are ways of having, you know, really a good manager of a facility can organize as much carpooling, little buses, vans, and things as possible. And I think there might be a need for that. But I think it's a solvable problem. So in general, I felt good about it. Mm-hmm. Any more comments?
And plus, too, this notion of the buses, you know, taking people around, that maybe, you know, hopefully we're going to be needing our cars less individually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if we have a routing thing to go check out all these places, that people can just hop on the tram or bus or whatever.
Yeah, these trolley, tram type things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So
very popular.
Yeah.
And tourists are getting used to using them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
hop on, hop off.
All yeah. combined in a okay. package deal on a bus kind of thing.
Well, let's go on. We're running a few minutes late, so I want to make sure and give everybody their time. And the next one is D, the aquarium, a request for $250,000, and the full project is $500,000, so there's a one-to-one match. And, you know, it is a highly established venue, which I gave relatively high marks so far on it. I know they hadn't really done the fundraising, but it sounds like they've really done quite a lot on the planning. Let's just go around and get impressions.
Well, my impression is that they run the aquarium like a business. They know what they're doing. They've got everything kind of figured out. When we asked them questions, they were very good about mm-hmm. Giving us exactly what we asked for, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Certainly visually. Mm-hmm. And they've got the numbers. I mean, a half mm-hmm. million visitors a year. If they can increase by 5%, that's what, 25,000 visitors. It's amazing how what effect they have in tourism. I mean, if anybody targets tourists, it's our aquarium. Mm-hmm. I do buy the story of the pinniped exhibit is one of the most popular ones, and it's great that they're targeting that very young demographic of 4 through 11 year olds, and bringing them will bring families here. So to me, it seems like I'm trying to see if I see any negatives on it. I just didn't see. It seems like they've hit everything they should hit, and it'd be all a big positive. That's my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
I think that they are, again, you know, well established in the community, very successful, and we should support them for sure. I personally think that after Keiko left, that the aquarium hasn't really been that exciting, but I think that they need to keep it going, you know, enhance their projects. I would have liked to have seen something totally new come in as far as a new attraction, but I definitely think, you know, supporting an established, successful business is important.
Excellent.
Okay.
Stan.
I think the most impressive thing with the aquarium in terms of statistics is that they're drawing 450,000 to 500,000 people a year. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, there's other proposals that I like, and so I'm not going to say anything negative about them. And I like the aquarium proposal a great deal, so I'm not going to say anything negative about them. I'll Okay. Ask to Margaret.
Moving on. We're saving time, yay.
Well, the one thing that occurred to me when I was doing this is I vaguely remember when they opened up the facility that they were promoting the fact that there was some private space in the sea lion area, so the animals were not always on display. They had some quiet space, so they'd have areas that were more for the animals to decompress or be away from things. Well, now they're going exactly the opposite because they realize the human component isn't being adequately served.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I think the animals will survive this change, so I'm not concerned about that, but it's a difference in philosophy. They're changing something that they originally built in. Hmm. It's a change that is going to allow greater viewing, but it's still not going to be a theater, a big theater with a lot of shows. You're not going to have that many people. It's going to make things better. People will like it. They'll probably come see it. But again, it would have been nice if it was something new and different rather than just new and improved, changing that one facility. I don't see there's any real reason not to support it. They just pledged to hire local construction people, which helps. You get the jobs beforehand, not just the jobs after. What we need, if they can really get that 500,000 people, then why, with something else, we only get 20,000 a year. So maybe somehow people need to coordinate better to try to get something to work to capture some of those people in, for instance, the Maritime Museum.
If I could just comment, my understanding, what little I know, and take it for what it's worth, pinnipeds are more social animals than, say, the sea otters. Sea otters do want to kind of, that might be looked at, but they don't want the interaction with people, whereas pinnipeds, the sea lions and seals, do enjoy that.
They are a bunch of hams.
Yeah. So the switch is not unreasonable for the seals and sea lions.
Well, I didn't think they'd propose it if the animals were going to get into trouble. They would never have been, let's sacrifice the animals for the public. So,
they had a great video they sent out of a couple of the seals when the snow was out there, sliding on the snow.
Really?
Yeah, it's hilarious to watch. And them, kind of going up and down this
having
hill.
Fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Moving on, then? Okay, Randy.
I don't have much negative to say about it. I mean, it's not as dramatic of a thing as that we want to have coming there, but it's one of our biggest attractions. You gotta keep freshening it up. You gotta give people a reason to come back. Have to keep it interesting. Something to shout about at every turn. Full disclosure, I mean, I do partner with them on a lot of revenue opportunities, but I think it's a good investment. I'd like to see them maybe. The money they're talking about for weather protection, for the lengths they went on that, I think that portion of the project could be rethought.
What was that you said about your partnering with them about what came?
Oh, we just have a package that we incorporate trip to the...
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's a kind of an issue of conflict of interest or potential conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So...
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, but it's good that you brought it up, but it also might influence whether or not you can vote on that particular application. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that.
Well,
Peggy, what do you think? Because it's...
Randy is also supposed to represent the lodging industry, so he has a bit of a constituency.
Yeah.
And
he
probably
partners with all of, like, Pat, too. I mean, that's his business.
True, yeah. Oh. So I guess I'm here for the American Newport Restaurant Lodging Association first and foremost.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, it's just potential. I'm guessing. Hear about this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you're sensitive to it, and Peggy, if you notice anything, let us know.
I think you would be fine. You're not representing yourself, your own business. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you deal with conflict of interest, if there's any issue, just the best thing is disclose it, and that's what you've done.
So I'll disclose that my wife is a volunteer at the aquarium, and that I'm on the symphony board. I mean, we're just too involved in the community. Mm-hmm.
No, you have too small a community. They can't be totally segregated.
And I get a budget for my organization from the transient room tax of the county. not my full budget, but some of my money. So I'm glad you reminded me so that I can be reminded to state it.
I think the lengthy and interesting disclosure will be when it gets to the city council.
In a small town, it's hard to stop writing it yourself. Okay.
I'll just write that
it's
in
hard.
Advance.
Yeah. Well, Randy, if you feel complete, why don't we have Julie go?
I'm in favor of this project because I wrote down that I really like how they seem like they did a good job utilizing their current facility and listening to 20 years of surveys from their visitors on what they wanted to improve. So to me that was important, and they looked at, well, what can we do for a, you know, not a huge amount of money to improve this. And so I don't have anything bad to say about it at all, or negative, as everyone was.
Mm-hmm. It's very responsive of them. Mm-hmm. And I agree with pretty much everything that people have brought up, so I'm just going to add the thing that struck me was by analyzing the a better quality of experience, by being able to see the pinnipeds without standing in a crowd or a big line, I think you hate to call it in terms of processing people, but instead of processing the, was it 30 or 40 people, they're going to process 132 at a time. And I think during their crush time, which is probably the nice days of summer, it's going to result in people leaving the aquarium feeling 100% good instead of just 80% good about their trip to the aquarium. So I can see where there's a real analysis and a bang for the buck in this particular project. And that was Project D, unless there was anybody more who wanted to. So Lon, you're mainly here to listen, is that correct?
Well, when you're going around during this particular portion where you're weighing in, it's a little bit like voting.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to participate
okay.
in that.
Okay. It is a little bit like
I'm
voting.
I'm not a voting member.
Right. And I think, you know, when we first started the committee, we were talking about trying to achieve consensus. And I'm very hopeful that we can do that type of, kind of all meeting in the middle type of consensus work. So with that, we are 10 minutes on that one, and that was the aquarium, so we're going to move on to E, the aquatic park, and go for 10 minutes, starting with John.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you want to say. It could be a lot or little, anything.
Yeah.
Or
I
nothing.
Just don't think they've done adequate planning. It's unfortunate that the style of presentation today was more in trying to convince us why it's a valuable thing as opposed to answering the questions we asked. And as a result, we didn't get answers to all of our questions,
which we
took our time to prepare those. In fact, what I'd recommend is that for those groups that did not answer the questions, I don't know what will happen today. I don't think they're going to come to an answer, but we could ask them once again to supply something, say, by Monday noon or by Monday close of business or something, so that we can get that back and use that as a final decision. But the unfortunate thing is I don't think we have enough information I don't have enough information to make a decision to move forward with them. I'm very concerned about their numbers.
Okay.
Especially this is Newport, where in the wintertime, I don't know if this guy from Sun River understands it, but the population goes way down, and people just don't go to places. We have restaurants that are closing because they just can't get people to come eat at their restaurant, let alone, you know, all these families coming by. And I don't think it'll be a single destination. I think it's an add-on to existing things. People are going to come out to see the aquarium and other things, and they may go to this. So if they're not coming out in the wintertime, they're not coming out because of this, it will not, I'm not convinced it's a destination. So right now, I've got a couple of thumbs down on approving this. I would think it would be wonderful, and maybe if they scaled it back and they went back and said, let's look at giving a newer version of the existing
pool that we have with some nice amenities to it that could be scaled up later, maybe to get enough land that later they could add to it, it grows, then that might be something we could do. But but even then, it becomes more less of a tourist destination, more of a local thing. So at any rate, that's my thoughts.
Well, you've raised something. Would we allow them to come back with answers in a few days? And let's just leave that lie and move on and discuss it at the end. I mean, I don't want to ignore it, but let's not try to grapple with it, and so that we can move on to Annie.
All right. My impressions of the aquatic park, that I thought it was the most exciting new thing that could come to the area as far as a new destination. I mean, it's very creative, has a lot of exciting things going on, and I'm sure lots of kids would come from all over to go through the slides and all that. So as far as great idea, would be a great addition. The money part, for sure, is a huge question because it is so expensive. And I think, you know, again, this was part of us just getting this format down about a presentation and then the rest for them to answer our questions, that they went on too long with their presentation, and so we didn't get the questions answered, but still.
And I did try to give them a couple of chances
to start
addressing the questions.
They were focused on something else.
Yeah, so I tried. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So again, you know, it was just like the other folks managed to get in the time slot, and it was a very short time slot for presentations and getting everything answered. And so
well, they knew it would be 15 in advance.
Yeah, right. So I thought it was a great project, and you know, with the ones we've established, the pack and the aquarium, it would be something new and exciting. Mm-hmm. And the money part is a big question mark in terms of, you know, all the numbers crunching, which I haven't figured out yet. But that's my feeling.
And just to reiterate, they're looking for $650,000 out of a $17 million project. And their ratio was a 26-to-1 required match.
Wow.
That's 26-to-1. For $650 each one of those dollars, they'd have to find 26 more.
So maybe, I don't know if it was a time thing in terms of how much time they had to present as far as making this clear about how where all this money was coming from. It was pretty conceptual, for sure.
Right.
And I don't know for sure about commitments and all that.
Now, when Purge, he backed off to 500,000, but he said that was kind of the minimum.
Oh, that's right. They said they could get by with less, but they needed 500,000.
He kind of inferred that they need a $500,000 to get something else they have on that. I would have liked to know more about that. But yeah, he said they need a $500,000.
To get a certain foundation interested
in,
or something like that.
To get it rolling, the leverage and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything more in it?
That's all for right now.
Specific comments on the aquatic park?
Well, it could be specific, or it could be your general sense, go, no go, thumb up, or problem this, problem that. Anything you want to say?
I want to say we were given hard copy responses to the questions by the fairgrounds group in their fair building, and also by the aquarium
on
the expansion of the seal and sea lion exhibit. So there's just three that left things more to the oral presentation.
Now, didn't the historical museum give us?
We got the chamber.
The
chamber report, one page.
Right.
It wasn't answers to questions that we got from that.
And tell me again who did give us written answers, because I want to jot that down.
The fairgrounds, for their fair building, gave us hard copy, and the aquarium
and the aquarium did
hard copy.
The historical was oral, but he did go through the questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Yeah. Got it. That's really good information. How about the aquatic park?
I just don't think it'll fly here on the
coast.
Don't
think it'll fly.
I think they're better to build those where the climate's different, where the draw's different, where people want to surf. They don't have the ocean to surf. And I do like the idea, though, of our retaining something in the neighborhood of $500,000 that isn't expended, so that if somebody like this aquatic park comes back and can make a better sale, can make a better pitch, that there would be money there still that they could receive in the future.
Okay. Margaret?
Well, I don't think that the 8-lane competitive swimming pool is material to their project plan. I think they're throwing it in because they want to replace the other pool. I know something about competitive swimming. I used to do it. It
was really?
Antiquity, but I know
no
something about
pools. No wonder you knew about the depth required.
Right. Water polo, they're supposed to be swimming. They have to have their feet above the floor of the pool, and a 3-foot pool, that can be very difficult for a 6-foot guy. Okay. So they're probably going to have it a single depth, but your all things pool tends to have a deep end and a shallow end. If you're doing it for competition and you're really building the facility for it, you have a pool set up for your competitive, in Olympic style it's 50 meters, but 25 meters is good, you can do it, but you wouldn't necessarily use that for diving. There would be a separate diving area, platform, deep pool, and then, you know, so forth.
Okay.
But they're throwing that in. You're going to have the lanes. That's nice. You're going to have the therapy section. I don't know if we have a good therapy pool anywhere in Newport. But where the real money maker, and it is a money maker, is the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the toys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They can make money at that. So that I ask why it couldn't be a for-profit scenario in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned for... You know, we have the Newport Recreation Center that has trouble funding itself and keeping it going. This is another physical recreational activity.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a draw here that draws these physical people who want to go play physically really here. If they can't ski about Bachelor, they might do something physical like go to the park, but I'm not sure we have the same synergy here. And I don't think that Build It Will It Come is viable until you have more numbers. I think it could be, but McVinnville is not far from Portland. Sun River has got, if you don't have anything else to do, you can't go ski, at least there's some place for them to go and do something physical. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have here enough to draw people to go into a indoor wet environment because we don't have the heat. We don't have the Sun River issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I think we'll play in water, it's because it's hot out.
Yeah.
And it's not hot here.
It's more attractive that way.
In other words, I just think that right now, conceptually, this isn't right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have a thumbs up for either. I think the figures are very lofty.
That's a good word.
Yeah. The one in, you know, the point I tried to make during the presentation is the one in McMinnville is successful because it feeds off those other two attractions right there. And they wouldn't say much about their potential locations. Then they're talking about a food court, and like we were already saying, there's already restaurants going dark because people aren't eating there, so that would siphon off, you know, their business. And it does start to overlap with the rec center once you start throwing in this, that, and the other thing, the climbing wall, and I mean, you're just a hair's breadth away from becoming, you know, second rec center. It would be great to relieve the city of the expense of maintaining our existing community pool, though.
It'd be nice to have a newer one, too, but I'm not sure this is the project.
But then would it be that same community feel, like people that use our community pool now, are they going to be comfortable going in this chaotic, you know, atmosphere? So, but mostly it's the numbers and
mostly
the optimistic figures. That, and if it didn't fly, oh my gosh, what would we do with that huge structure? To have that,
there's nothing
empty,
else you can do with it. I'll put
to have
it
that thing empty would be just real.
Yeah. Well, no, I can think of something. You could probably adapt it to a greenhouse or a if it's open glass.
When there's legal marijuana.
Well, no, what you would do is then you'd have to put 10 layers of barbed wire around it and protect it, but it would be a place where at least you know in one location we could actually figure out where it is and protect it.
Refer to a casino? I don't know.
Yeah, but
that's what scares me. That's
just right now, I don't think so on that one.
Huge thing just sitting there dark, mm-hmm. and that'd be just a black mark.
And here is our numbers person. What do you say, Ms. Numbers?
Yeah. Well, I'm curious as to why they need the $500,000 to get something else. I wish they would have defined that more.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you the good, I mean, I wrote down exactly what they said on the good things. They said they will bring tourists and money to the coast without the residents having to pay for it. Well, we all want that. But they said they'd create 26 jobs that were family wage. And then they said they're going to solve the problem of the current issues with the pool we have now. But I'm concerned that they don't have their property already, and it was kind of vague there. And they just, they haven't raised enough money yet to get to their $17 million, unless there's something that we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. And our community, it is small. In the wintertime, half the people do leave, so I don't see how it being used all week long. You know, I can see people coming on the weekend and visiting and then using it, so.
Yeah.
By the way, if you take their $2 million budget a year, divide it by the $12 per person to get in, that comes out to 170,000 people a year.
Oh.
So you got to decide if you believe that they'll be cranking 170,000 people through.
That's just the break-even point.
Yeah, that's the break-even.
They have to get those aquarium people over.
I wanted to ask them what they based these numbers on that they had, but we ran out of time.
We never had a chance.
I mean,
I was just going to say, you know, as far as you know, the whole numbers thing, that okay, there could be some money available just to help them out with getting going, like maybe just get some land, because I think it's a great idea, but there's certainly a lot of money that needs to be made if we gave them an additional time to answer the questions like the other folks did in writing, to reconsider, give them an opportunity to respond further, that we need more numbers, information, before we can go further with it. Maybe.
Well, I had a couple of thoughts, but you know, people have covered the numbers and the questions about the numbers, which I also had. But you know, I had two really big questions, which would have been: is there a comparable facility, really? Because this combination is tourism, it's local use, it's a pool, it's a sports arena, it's a therapeutic and health-oriented thing, it's a health club, it's a competition pool. It is for health care and therapy. It's for basketball. It is for surfing. It's for a climbing wall, and then a food court and retail.
And massage.
That is a
massage.
Lot of things. Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot about massage.
It means it's
about massage. So it's being everything. Is there anything
Which
that is a comparable?
Awesome. It sounds so cool.
But, and I guess because it's two-story, you could fit it in there. But I was concerned. First of all, the health club isn't going to compete with Me Fitness. We have an existing business that's trying to be a health club. And that is a big concern, is that a food court, is it competing with existing businesses that we're actually trying to enhance these, help these businesses? And the same with retail, like gifts and retail gifts. So there was a few things that really jumped out that my concern was not so much that they could or couldn't do it, but that they would be competing with companies that we care about. Like, I don't know, Me Fitness came to mind because of the health club aspect. So that is my input.
But you know, the comment that Randy had, that I mean, I think it really does fit in with that hub of the aquarium, the Marine Science Center, you know, all those things that are on South Beach as far as it tying in somehow with existing things. But I can see your point about the competitive part too. So.
Yeah.
I just think we needed more information and we didn't have enough.
So getting back to our original, we've come full circle, and getting back to John's original, is there a purpose in asking them to come back to us with answers to questions which for some reason they haven't given us? Is there a purpose and a need? And it sounds like both of you thought there might be.
Yeah, the question would be, if we did get these answers, would that now allow us to say, no, we do agree with you, and I'm not at that point. I don't
agree. Okay.
I think we have enough in their proposal for me to make a decision.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so we don't necessarily have to ask them to come back to us.
That'd be work we're asking them to do.
Well, we're asking
for no,
us to do.
Well,
that's true. I wouldn't allow them more time. They had a long time to put the proposal together. Okay. You're only giving them a weekend. They had the questions ahead. It's like sort of like taking a test. You do it or you don't do it. You don't need to give them another bite of the apple.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Afraid so. Well, now we have deliberated for about 60 minutes, and 2:20. I've got about 2:22. So I was hearing a little bit of consensus about what we might call the middle three versus 1 and 5. Mm-hmm. Did
the remodels,
other people
not
feel
the
that
new
we're getting
construction?
Excuse me.
The remodels, not the new construction.
Oh, that fair enough. And I want to share too, because Stan shared that a lot of my deliberating before today was thinking that, hey, we might give away, in the 600 to 800,000 range, and that would be okay with me. Not that I've got any specific thing, in mind, but that I would feel perfectly fine if we didn't end up needing to allocate the whole thing. And I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Well, if we just did the path, the historical, and the aquarium, it equals 700,000.
That would equal exactly 700,000, and it would fully fund three of the five.
Two of which would be in a relatively short order, in a matter of months, doing construction so they could open up next spring. The PAC's going to take longer.
Oh, the PAC's going to take longer. Yeah, they have a lot more to raise.
They have to raise a lot more, and they're not even doing the upgrade in sound until they get more money.
Yeah.
But the two are going to be relatively quickly online where they're getting the instruction, next spring, they open the doors to their whatever new they're doing. The PAC will take longer.
Yes, that sounds very, accurate if other people feel that. So, we could treat them as the middle three, B, C, and D, and then maybe try to treat them first and then A and E. Does that work?
Well, one thing we feel we must do, we've told them there's a weighting system, a scoring system. I think we have to complete that. That doesn't mean that'll... Uh-huh. To me, this is information. It's not a vote.
Oh, okay.
But I think, out of fairness to the applicants, we've told them there's some waiting. It'll be interesting. Okay.
Well, they may want that analysis next year if they're making another request.
Rather than doing any ranking yet, why don't we take a quick break? We've deliberated for an hour, and take a quick break, and I myself want to finish my ranking based on some stuff that we heard this morning. And I hadn't really finished it yet. And there might be some other people that want to make adjustments on your point system. So how about at 2:30 or 2:31? Is that okay? Does that allow us enough time?
Just a break.
It's really just a break. And if you want to do your ranking during the break, you can.
But when you say the ranking, then are we just doing the ranking the three middle ones?
No, get as far as you can with all of them. Or if you want to just as far as you get.
Okay.
As far as you get.
Can we turn in our sheets to you later?
Well, I don't know if it'll be me, but we will have them be a part of the record.
Thank you.
You know what's hard with this on the aquatic part? The newspaper guy's not around, is he?
I don't know. Yeah, it's recorded. And it's
it is recorded.
On there.
Is everybody back?
So
people are still writing. It's like Jeopardy. You're still writing.
You know what?
Final Jeopardy.
I don't think I can do the numbers thing right at this moment. My head's just spinning with
really.
But maybe, I don't know. If we're just doing general things, I know what I'm going to do, but I just don't have numbers attached to it.
That's okay, because people have different ways of responding to information. And why don't you just be a part of the discussion?
Okay.
Because it's possible to reach consensus in various ways, and I'm open to doing that. Mm-hmm. People are still writing.
I can write and talk at the same time, by the way.
Can you?
Yeah.
You're good at that. You guys can keep on finishing your deliberating or your scoring, and I will share what I did. I gave people increments of 5 points, you know, I didn't do 37 or anything like that, but in the order of A through E, my scores are 50, 70, 80, 90, and 30. I just
close to mine.
I tried to take into account in batches of five how well they did on each one, and it's a subjective thing. Obviously, but I would feel real comfortable with B, C, and D. And I think we should, you know, combine the scores and get an overall score and just kind of see what it comes to. But that was my result. And I don't know if you have to share, but if you want to, you could.
Mine were
and see
very
a
close.
Trial run.
Go ahead, what were your...
I had 50, A, B, 79,
wow.
C, 88,
wow.
D, 87, and E, 32.
Very,
very
interesting.
Close.
Very interesting. Anyone else?
Well, I don't have the actual numbers.
Or feeling?
I've had warm and good feelings for the remodels. I don't have warm and good feelings for the new construction.
Okay.
Anybody else have numbers?
Stan shared a similar thing.
Yeah, and the temperature gauge. I have warm feelings for the three that are not new projects, and I'm cold to the two that. But I'm not so cold that I wouldn't like to see about $500,000 remaining in this fund to very possibly go to either or both, or
in a future cycle,
any number of future applicants at a future time.
Well, mm-hmm. I think we all agree we don't have to spend it. The city council doesn't have to spend it either. But also, you should look at that $500,000 as needing to be reserved, because potentially they might have more tourist dollars in the future that they could add to the pot if they chose to.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. You mentioned that. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's open-ended what's going to happen in the future. I don't particularly like the concept of trying to reserve it for a particular project, the idea that project may earn it later, because that project may never earn it later.
Right.
And so, if you don't want to spend it, I don't have any problem. If they want to come back next year if there's a new cycle, fine. Mm-hmm. But then we may have other projects as well. So.
Okay.
And the three that I favor giving some funding to may not be able to come up with the match or whatever. Mm-hmm. That money
is always possible.
Back. Okay. I don't know how long the council's going to give them before they say you've got to give it back.
Okay. Randy, you wish to share any
share
more about your numbers or whatever?
A
however.
E, I had 44, 80, 80, 76, 46.
Very interesting. Hmm?
I had
yes.
A 45, B 70, C 60, D 95, mm-hmm. and E 35.
How interesting. Well, it doesn't seem
we're
all in this really interesting similar ballpark to the point where some of my exact numbers I've heard other people have those exact numbers. So that's very interesting. And because if we combine them all at this point, even without hard numbers from some of us, we are looking at which projects are winning and at least so far. And did you want to do scoring, Stan, or do you not want to? I mean,
I'm thinking of giving zero to the two that I don't like at all.
That's perfectly okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the remaining three, I haven't worked it out. But
okay.
Just to share where I'm at this
yeah.
point, I would see giving the Maritime Project $100,000, realizing they're asking for $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'd see giving
mm-hmm.
the Seal and Sea Lion expansion $200,000, okay. realizing they're asking for $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
I would give the OCCA on their PAC remodel, I would give them $200,000, realizing they're asking for $250,000.
Yeah, great.
See, Caroline,
very
up
similar.
To this point,
mm-hmm.
we're just to make recommendations to the city council.
Correct.
Yes,
so
that's all.
I feel that we're pretty close to making those recommendations.
Yeah. I do too. And, Annie, or Margaret, you didn't have the hard numbers yet.
I don't have hard numbers,
well, I can give you...
Can you give us anything?
Yeah, I was just going to say pretty much what I've said all along. I thought that the Performing Arts Center and the Aquarium, for sure, were the top two as far as
mm-hmm.
funding fully.
Mm-hmm.
And then third would be the Historical Society, so I'm with everybody
okay.
else on
within,
the three.
Within a range. Okay.
And then I definitely okay. nixed the top one, or the first one, the Fairgrounds.
Okay. Okay.
And then I thought, there's 300,000 left if we do the three middle ones. I don't know, I still think there's some hope for this aquatic park, mm-hmm. but I know it's a long-range thing, but,
uh-huh.
there is still money to give them something possible.
Okay. I'm not
okay.
opposed to Stan's
okay.
numbers.
Okay.
Thank you, Julie.
do you think, let me put this question out. Is it right to tell the people that have asked for a certain amount, we're not going to give you money, but we're not going to give it to other people, we're just going to reduce your amount? If they've indicated... That's right. Now we could question each one and say they're asking for too much, but I haven't heard that discussion going on. So if we accept their number, can we justify reducing it for no reason? It's not that we're giving it somewhere else, we're just holding it back.
Why would you want to do that though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to do that myself. But
my view is that you always have to be careful with funding when you give them funding, because you really want to be the project to be successful. So the question is how critical your money is. Mm-hmm. And some of it is the matching grant business, is that they want that they will may match the grant to the local authority. They may grant the money, but they won't exceed it, or they want to see a certain level of commitment. Mm-hmm. That's what the aquatic park was talking about, is that somebody was saying, well, we want $500,000 from the city making a commitment here before we'll consider you. Mm-hmm. The advantage of the two projects, where we're paying about half the fee, is that we can pretty much guarantee, I think it's not going to be that hard for them to get the balance. I think they can probably make that relatively easy. The more money they have to raise, the harder it is.
Which one are you talking about?
That would be the aquarium
C&D.
And the Historical Society. Now, the Council on the Arts is going to have a little bit more money to raise, but they also have the second most solid game plan about how to raise it. They're organized to get the money, and they're only asking for a relatively small amount, and that's probably that matching grant seed money that's so critical for them. So I don't see a reason to reduce the amount.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I think they all, though, when asked if given less than the requested amount, would your project still be viable, they all answered that yes.
Yes, but mm-hmm. they said mm-hmm. it would take longer.
And if we were giving $650,000 and we were really devoted to that, we'd have to reduce them all. But we're not devoted to the upper and first and last.
Well, the two biggest projects, the ones with the biggest requests, we're not devoted to.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can actually fund the other three without difficulty at a full
yes.
level.
And have money left.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I when I think about the $700,000, that is leaving a very healthy reserve, but we're able to accomplish all three.
So what happens if we go with, just hypothetically on spec here, we go with the middle three fully funded, and then there's mm-hmm. $300,000 left, and the mm-hmm. other two are going to go, well, can't you throw us some crumbs, or mm-hmm. you know, give us $100,000, or you know,
you're not required to give it to them.
Yeah, I just wondered, that's, it might come back. I'm just,
well, I
you know,
think there would be some, there in both of those cases. We could make a statement about their readiness.
Oh, right.
I think we could.
Yeah, I think, as a small
and it would be the city making the statement anyway, but
as
know,
a small business
our statement
owner,
would be to the city.
When I submit a proposal and I don't get accepted, I'll ask, well, can you tell me why? Because
yes.
that information is useful. I think it
yeah.
would be beneficial for us to provide some guidance to them as to what it would take for them to
okay.
To better do that. For example, the fairgrounds clearly needs a clear business plan and operating plan, and mm-hmm. that's actually mm-hmm. the case for the other one.
The numbers
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they,
the lack of commitment letters.
Yeah.
Okay.
The things that we basically asked questions about were the things that we felt needed to be
yeah.
addressed.
So those two things, I think, A and E, Fair and Aquatic Center, we could be pretty specific about why our recommendation is the way it is, and turn that over to the city, and it would be really helpful for the city,
mm-hmm.
hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I don't know how the flow of information goes, but you know, it's such a small town, everybody will know everything about what we're doing. But it's just an advisory
yeah.
group.
Well, isn't
yeah,
it right?
We don't
yeah. yeah, it's just an advisory group.
They don't have to listen to us at all. You know,
yeah.
this is a public meeting, isn't it?
Yes, it
yes,
is. All right. Oh,
well,
yeah.
There's no secrets.
There's no secret.
And it will be posted on our website as soon
okay.
as the meeting
okay.
is over.
So our advice would include, what I'm saying is our advice would include pretty specific statements about the reasoning that we're going forward, and I think that would be responsible of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have solid reasoning for not doling out on these two, plus any less, the amount that we have left to work with
mm-hmm.
wouldn't do either project justice. It wouldn't propel
them. That's what
right.
I was thinking.
It wouldn't. It
that's
wouldn't
what
help.
I was thinking. It wouldn't really help them that much. Achieve 17 million.
But the fairgrounds did say any amount would help them, didn't they?
I believe they did.
Well,
I believe they did.
I just think it's theirs is the most least thought out project at this point. They're just not prepared to make a proposal. They knew that. And the aquatic park thinks they're prepared, but I think some of that is naive. I don't think they're prepared as much as they think they are.
Well, I'd like to see if people are ready to make a motion or achieve a consensus on fully funding of the middle three and statements about why the other two.
Yeah, I'd like to definitely go for the the middle three, but I still think that we do have, I mean, this is just my own opinion, 300,000 left. I can't imagine somebody not benefiting from something of that amount, even if it is a little bit for the aquatic park. So, I don't know, I'm going for definitely fully funding three, the three middle, and then the bottom one, the aquatic park, is still a question mark, but the fair is definitely a zero. That's just my opinion.
All right, well then I'll move that we fully fund B, C, and D.
Starting, and just with, leave it starting at that. With that.
Just leave that's good. We'll probably agree with that.
I would second that.
Well, we could vote or we could try to achieve consensus. So can I ask if we can have a unanimous vote for the... How do you do that?
Well, just ask.
Is there any big objection?
All those in for, all those against.
All those in favor. Aye.
Okay, you got it.
I favor my original amounts.
Okay.
And I think part of the reason I favor my original amounts is while I'm recommending zero to the fairgrounds and zero to the aquatic park, I think there's some positive things about both. And I would like to see a larger reserve left there for them to come back to.
See, that's kind of where I was feeling too. Okay.
But don't we have to open it up to other polls too?
I think so. Should. Yeah.
Did you vote already?
Yeah. Well, we had five in favor.
Yeah.
So that particular motion passed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fully funded against that.
Six. I think we had six.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Can you just repeat just to be clear?
You voted against fully funded.
No. The motion was to fully fund B, C, and D.
Okay. That's so that.
And that would there, but there was nothing said about anything else.
Okay.
At that motion.
Okay. So that fully passed everybody.
So B, C, and D we passed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But now there is 300,000 on the table.
Well, I guess a point of order. I don't know that you called for debate. In normally, when a motion's on the floor, you must call for a debate and ask for some thought to go right to the motion without.
She
granted.
Did ask.
I don't know.
If there was some point of consensus that.
Right. She was going to. For the consensus, but.
But it was. But I didn't get asked for discussion after the thing. Would you like to do it again?
My recommendation is we revisit the motion and call for debate before we vote. I think that would be appropriate. That way, Stan has a chance to share his thoughts and others on Julie, maybe, on why maybe this isn't a good motion. We need to hear this.
Okay, the motion has been, we'll just cancel the last vote. The motion has been put forward to fully fund B, C, and D, and we need a second.
What happens is
The motion's a good motion.
Is somebody who voted in the affirmative can ask to revisit that.
Yeah, oh,
like,
okay.
For instance, Stan couldn't ask to be have that motion
but he could.
But John could.
Okay. That's fair.
I second your motion.
Okay, so the
motion.
So they did get a second, and now we'll have a discussion. Motion to reconsider it, and now we'll have a discussion on the motion. Only on the motion, though.
Right.
Only on.
Well,
B,
I'll speak in
C,
favor of it. I believe that we should fully fund, not partially fund. These because people have taken a lot of time to prepare this, their proposals. We have deemed these, I believe we've deemed these by that these are acceptable. That's the consensus I get. And out of fairness to them and out of the stewardship we hold of dispersing the funds in order to get things moving in a timely fashion, it would be well to fund them at the amount, since we can, at the levels that they've asked for, to allow them to proceed forward rather than stretching it out, because all of them said if they got, well, many of them said if they got less than the amount, it would take longer to accomplish their goals. So I would speak in favor of the motion to fully fund.
Discussion on the motion. Is, if I would like to call the question. Call the question, and all in favor of John's motion, fully funding B, C, and D. say aye.
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 Okay. Thank you very much.
You don't have to say anybody.
And those opposed.
Is there someone opposed? One opposed.
Thank you.
No abstaining.
Now,
thank you very much.
What do we do with A and E?
Now, we do have, the motion said nothing about the $300,000. It said nothing about A and E. So that is the only topics now, is the $300,000 and A and E. And
but
it did say
something about A and E.
No, it said I would like to fully fund BCD.
Yeah.
And
well, he's saying it implies without directly saying.
It implies no funding to the others.
Yeah.
It does, but it didn't say that.
We can still ask.
Actually, there could be a funding at a lower amount for another proposal. Theoretically. Yeah, there could be. So is there any need to do further work with the remaining two or the remaining money?
So I'm just asking though.
Yes.
So if we wanted to reserve part of the $300,000 for like the aquatic park, I would have to make a proposal for that or something?
What you would do is propose giving X amount of money to the aquatic park.
Should I do that?
If you want to.
Okay, I'm going to propose $250,000 to the aquatic park.
Okay. Is there a second?
Oh,
I don't think we have a second. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, it failed for the lack of a second.
You're accustomed to Robert's rules. She isn't.
Well, I'm trying to follow
your own policy.
It's okay.
I suppose just putting out a second RFP, opening it up again, and inviting them back if they want to participate next time.
Well, would you state that in terms of us recommending that the council do another one at some time in the future, or do you want to state a time, or what do you think?
I would say, what's the next cycle?
Probably a year from now.
Because there'd also be a chance or an opportunity for another entity to formulate their plan where they would ask for $250,000 or the whole amount.
Yes.
And that would be a better use.
Yes.
Accomplish more than in a shorter time than A&E would.
I might also say that both A&E, I think, would be benefits to the community. And if we could give them the guidance on what things they could do, then they could maybe go back and revisit the proposals and provide a proposal more compliant with what we're looking for.
Do yours, the idea of requesting an RFP in the future, and yours, are they coherent together? So we could actually decide to do that, or decide to recommend that the city do that.
And none of you think just giving them each $150 now would help them at all?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it won't help one because they said they need $500,000.
Yeah.
And then all you do is you tie up Jim Vogtberg into this cycle of signing a contract with them for something that isn't ready to go.
Mm-hmm. It's because of the readiness that I would be kind of, I just feel these are so doable. As Margaret said, they are really going to happen very fast. And that makes us happy. I mean, it makes the community happy.
So do you want Randy to reword his motion?
There's no motion.
Was it a motion?
Well, there is no motion right now,
but I
think he recommended that we take a course of action.
Yeah.
And that is to make some specific recommendations to the city that they do an RFP in the future, that they add to the fund, and that they widely circulate it and look for some more applicants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have no trouble doing
so
that.
So all of those things are pretty, I think, maybe an easy consensus, and you added to it to help the two be
let
more
them
ready.
Know, right.
Yeah.
What they were lacking.
So
basically, we asked them to answer certain questions, and we weren't satisfied that they answered
them. Exactly.
That's what happened.
And that may be enough.
That is what happened.
Just to say.
And we can say why.
Yeah.
In our report to the city. So I think we have, you know, the funding recommendation, and we have something that's a little bit more that you two have brought up. And I don't think we need another meeting, but I think we should maybe give a thoughtful page of narrative to the city in addition to us making that recommendation. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody would like to draft it?
I was going to say, do you want to draft
it? You know something? I would draft it.
Where's Nicole?
But I am going to be gone in this critical period from February 26th to March 5th. I'll be gone. So otherwise, I would be happy.
I just have a question on the numbers thing. So we're really not even submitting all these numbers. We're just presenting the middle three are approved and full.
Yes, but I would like to collect these and give them a cumulative amount. But it's okay.
Okay.
Oh, and we might be able to get out of here by 3.
Yes, but some of us don't have it scored. So
I would like to for those who have. I would like to, I'll take whatever's the proper procedure so that they start being in one place.
Everything has, all your paperwork and so forth has to be turned in anyway, all of the documentation.
Yeah, but I don't know if that has to be right now.
No, I don't think that has to be right now either, so.
So how would we gather the points from, for example, if you don't have it finished for today, how do you suggest we...
I don't know. It depends on the person who's actually going to do the compiling. If you're not going to do the compiling, then we need to have some who is going to do the compiling, and
you can bring
it has to get into the possession of the compiler.
Can we offer Nicole to be the person to add up the points? Because we have a few people not here yet.
That's what happens when she doesn't show up.
Is it okay? No, I mean Peggy. I don't want to step on her job description. And would it be within her job to do this for us?
To write?
No.
No.
Take the points and add them up.
The numbers, yeah.
Because the reason why is I would do it. I would stay for 15 minutes and do it, but we don't have them.
I'll volunteer to do it. I know what needs to be done. I've written down most of the points. What I need is to hear from Sam, from Margaret, and from Anne.
This is the end of the year.
Right. But I do need you to turn them in. I can't make them up.
Okay, three out of the 7.
Well, what's your phone number?
Or your email address.
Thank you.
When you ask that, do you want me to verbally tell you? Lavrakas, LAVRAKAS at RMI.net. So that's LAVRAKAS.
Isn't
it? I've got you two. I've got mine. And yes,
there's
a message that you get from
everybody. Yes,
and we've got this circular. You can reply on one of the messages I get from Nicole. Because
so
it'll be on there.
I can give you some numbers tomorrow morning. Is that cool?
Sure.
Oh, that'd be great.
So giving it to me, not verbally, but in writing is appropriate.
On an email.
Otherwise, I might have written them down wrong.
Yeah, she can print that out.
Paper trail.
Yeah.
Do you have an office?
Yes. It's at 111 Southeast Douglas.
Would you rather have it in your office?
No, the email's fine. I think Stan would like to just drop it off.
And if you give out your phone number, what's that?
It's work number is 265-9690.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
265-9690.
And your office address?
It's 111 Southeast Douglas, Suite A. So it's right behind the U.S. Bank building.
Okay.
On Douglas.
So
any form you get it to me in writing is appreciated.
Uh-huh.
And then what I'll do is I will compile it and I'll send it out to the group, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone can look at it and say, yes, that's what I said. And that way you'll get some validation.
Uh-huh. Be careful when you're chit-chatting on the email.
Right.
Well, oh. Because you're holding an illegal meeting.
Okay. If three or more people are conversing, it becomes a meeting. Don't hit reply all.
Yeah,
should I
reply.
Not send it out to everyone? Should I just send it to Caroline?
You could send it individually to people, and they can respond individually to you. But when you send it to everybody, and they all start...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
that's an issue.
That's one of the reasons that I thought we could just turn it over to Nicole, knowing that she could be kind of a central point. But you would gather the three that we don't have.
I'll send them all to Nicole.
Okay.
And then she can.
Great.
Let's do it that way.
And then the other thing is, will you all be coming to council to make this recommendation on March 5th? Because if you are, then I need to notice that as a meeting of both
the city council and this task force.
Will you be here?
If there will be a quorum of you, then I need to notice it that way.
Well, we could ask for a representative.
If you're not going to be making, who's going to actually tell the city council that what we've done?
Isn't it in those notes that you...
It is. But what would be best for the council members is to have us be there in the audience and be able to come up to the podium and answer questions from the council, and it would be very helpful, I
think. Or to appoint a spokesperson from your group.
Yeah, so I'm thinking a spokesperson would be okay. We don't have to show up in force for any reason.
But if you do, and you think you might be going to do that, I either need to know, or when that happens, then some people have to start leaving.
Let's just see if we have a person that is able to go to that particular meeting.
Okay.
I will be out. So
I will be. I am available. I can go.
Can you?
Good. Yes.
Thank
you. And I'm not going to be terrified to stand up and speak before the city council.
Well, you know, you'll be. We'll give you some written. we'll have sort of a written draft of our recommendation, and then you can answer questions and represent our group, and that would be great. That'd be great. Thank you.
Well,
unless somebody else really wanted to do it.
The other thing is, when you get through with these documents that you're ranking the different applicants on, we need to have all that information here. It all needs to come back to Nicole.
Absolutely, as soon as we can, really.
Yes.
Really. And we have 4 out of 7 right now.
Right.
Yeah. But John's going to do a master.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, thanks, John. Yeah.
John's
taking on extra work.
Can I ask to have it by Monday?
Probably. I can do it in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah. When my
head is closed. Yeah, it works for me.
Okay. Let's say by close of business Monday.
Okay. So.
And then Nicole will have it, too.
But don't come in here on Monday.
It's a holiday.
Yay.
Beginning of business Tuesday.
Which means...
So, if you do want to come by my office, I won't be there till Tuesday.
Okay. Let's just say we'll take Monday off. We deserve it.
So, why don't you just get it to me by Tuesday at noon?
Okay, now we're on to...
What about this stuff? Does this go back to you as well?
Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be great. Okay. We'll just give it all to Nicole. I'll put it on her desk.
Bless her heart. Thank her for us.
Yes.
She's a hard worker, and she's really been really good about all of our procedural aspects.
Is there a deadline on when all this needs to be back to you, or...
Tuesday. No, but the sooner the better, because you don't want to lose it. You want to be sure to turn it in.
And let's see if there's any more business for the group to conduct, so that I can adjourn.
So we won't technically be talking about this until it's announced at the council meeting. Is that our guidance?
You mean as a committee?
No, to anyone, I mean.
Well, it's going to be out there as soon as I post this
on
the website.
There. Okay.
It's going to be out there.
Okay. But correct me if I'm wrong, these are just recommendations.
They are recommendations.
It doesn't mean the city council is
going
to do it.
I would suggest that it wouldn't be a good idea to start calling applicants and say something like, this was what you're being awarded, because we really don't know.
But if they ask us, we can say,
you recommend it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because with my organization and the Community and Economic Development Grants, they recommend to the Board of Commissioners. And in that interim time, I'm pretty closed-mouthed about it, even though it's information that people can find. I think it's important not to let the applicants think, yay, and, pull down the old...
The city council.
Woo-hoo, because it's not finished yet.
Right.
City Council can do what they want to.
They can. They can.
Right, Juan?
As they always do.
And
I would like to thank this committee on behalf of the City Council, because I think you've done a lot of hard work, and you saved us a lot of work.
Yeah.
I wish we had
thank
a million
you
more.
Much.
Yeah, right. To get to
many
that
more dollars or a million more apples?
A million more dollars.
Yeah, right.
So thank you. Okay. It's really... I've been impressed with your hard work
and
intelligence, and those questions that you provided the applicants. That was really good.
Yeah.
I think we all want to do the right thing for our community, we truly do, so.
I think so, too.
That's why we're all in this room right now.
We care.
Yes.
thanks for serving on the committee and whatever things.
Thanks for leading. Yeah.
And you know,
yeah,
if we get another million or X amount, I hope that you would feel that you would welcome being called back together.
I would never find some big rich person to help the aquatic center and have it be a private thing.
If you can make that profit, it might work for us.
Yeah,
I will adjourn the meeting officially.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Carolyn.
John, give me 2 minutes and I'll be